Okay, welcome to finding your motivation, your motivation, and then giving yourself some grace, because they kind of go together. And I just want to give you guys some clarity around what motivation actually is, so that you can give yourself some grace when things aren't happening like you want them to happen. Okay, let me get this camera. Okay, super pretty trees in the background, ready to go. Hey, Emily. Okay. So I'm going to open up with a really big statement that my coach, so you guys know, you guys show up in here for me to teach you about decluttering, simplifying, living a really freaking happy mom life, right? That's what I teach you to do, because I've kind of mastered it myself. So now I teach other people how to do it. I'm not saying I do it perfectly, but I mean, 90% of the time I am really deeply, fully satisfied with my mom life. And I love teaching other moms how to do that. It starts with decluttering. It's the easiest, simplest way to start. And then everything else just kind of falls in place. Simplifying your relationships, your time management, your home management, your self-care, your mindset, your fitness and your nutrition, everything falls in place after this. And but decluttering is the easiest place to start. So I have a business coach, because this is my business. This blog is my business. These courses are my business. She's mastered online business, so I'm learning from her. And she made this comment the other day that hit me really hard, because there are a lot of people in the that she serves. I'm one of them. And she said, you know what? I give you guys all of the tools. I give you the resources. I tell you how to do it. I tell you what to do. But at the end of the day, I cannot do it for you. And it's the same thing for me to you. I give you guys, I come in here and go live daily. I have blogs, I have videos, I have podcasts, I have free resources, free guides, courses, so much content for you to use, but I can't make you use it. So the quote that she told us, or I don't know if it was a quote or if it was just something that she said, but it hit me really hard. Most people will not do what it takes to create the life that they want. Most people will only maintain the status quo. Most people, which means most people will listen to a lot of content. Most people will think about what they want. Most people will maybe not even think about what they want and just drift through their days forever until they die. Most people will do that. Most people won't step outside of their comfort zone. Most people won't push themselves. Most people won't do what most people won't do to live a better life, not even just a better life, to live the life that they actually want to be living. And I was like, holy crap, I don't want to be most people. I don't want to be most people. And if you're listening to this, I know that you don't want that either. You are somebody who is like, yes, I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to do the work. I'm going to push myself. I'm going to take all the help I can get. I'm going to implement it. I'm going to put it into action. And I am actually going to make my life what I want it to be. Okay. So put in the comments if you like that, if you agree with it, if it makes you feel something, maybe it makes you feel triggered, which means maybe it kind of pisses you off a little bit. That's good. Acknowledge that, because it's true. Most people won't do these things. Most people are just going to fall right in line and be okay with that. And how that relates to you and your home is that most people are going to say, my home is overwhelming. My home is really cluttered. I'm going to buy a lot of things. I'm going to go into debt, paying for things, buying things that I can't afford, that I don't really want, because that's what everybody else does. And I'm going to keep it forever. And I'm going to continue to be overwhelmed. And I'm just going to accept that this is my life and I'm not going to do anything about it. That sucks. Don't be most people. And I know, because you are listening to us, this is not you. So yeah, you're not most people. You are not. You are not most people. And my hope is that enough people become not most people just by continuing to share and touch people and push them to challenge themselves. And I think I'm a really good combination of being very nice, very supportive, but also sometimes, guys, I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to be like, get out and get it done. Shamra says, I'm unique and done, done, done. No being the majority for me. Yeah. Like when everybody else is run right, run left. That's the story of my life. And I love it. And that's how I've pretty much always been. I don't want to be like everybody else. I don't want to accept that living in overwhelm is the norm. I don't want to accept that living in debt is the norm. I don't want to accept that being deeply unsatisfied with your careers and your jobs and your life in general is the norm. I don't want that. That's my motivation. So let's talk about this, because what we're talking about today, I need asking sometimes. Yeah. Everybody does sometimes, not all the time. I mean, I don't want to be like just bam, 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 like kicking your guys all the day, but sometimes you guys need it. And I hope that you receive it with love. Cause I'm giving it with love. But let's talk about motivation real quick, because I get this question a lot. How do I find the motivation? We're going to talk about a lot of big things, and I just want to warn you, I'm going to tell you exactly how it is, because if you don't hear it and you don't start to understand it and piece it together for yourself, it's never going to make sense and you're never going to take action on it. So this might be something that you listen to again in a few months and you're like, oh, that's what she meant. Because this has taken me a long time to learn for myself as well. But okay, so the only reason that you won't get the clutter-free home that you want. Hey, Danielle. Danielle showed up just in time for the karate chop to the throat. No, just kidding. The only reason you won't get the clutter-free home that you want is because you stop. That's it. There's nothing else to it. That's the only reason. The only reason your home won't be clutter-free is because you stopped decluttering. That's it. That is what my coach told me about my business. She said, the only way you're not going to be successful is because you stop. Ka-chow! Yeah. You stopped. You stopped working towards it. You stopped finding value in it. You stopped wanting to do the work. You stopped being like, man, this is really overwhelming. It's a lot of work to do the work, but I guess I'm just going to sit here and accept it. I'm going to roll over and be like, whatever, life, do whatever you want with me. That's the only reason you're not going to get to where you want to be. Okay, there's no secret formula. There is no magical steps. You just have to want it enough to take action and then keep taking action. It's not enough to want it for a weekend and declutter for a weekend and get some really big progress done. You're going to have to do it again, and you're going to have to do it again. Even for somebody like myself, who has been completely clutter-free for about 5 or 6 years, I still have to work on it. Okay, there's never ever a single time where you're just like, boom, I arrived. I have no more work to do. If you have no more work to do, then it's your time to die. Okay, like, I'm sorry for saying it like that, but there's always more to do. There's always room to improve. There's always going to be something that you have to do. And the only reason you're not going to get to where you want to be is because you stopped, because you quit. Okay, that's the secret. That is the secret. That's it. You can't climb on the table. Hey, you can't climb on the table. You see that? Look, who's that? So I can give you guys. I can tell you this is how you declutter your dishes. I can tell you this is how you declutter toys. This is how you move past just in case. This is how you do all of these things. But I can't tell you how to be motivated enough to want it for yourself. I can't tell you how to be motivated enough to do the work for yourself and for your family. That's the secret. That's the secret. The secret is that you have to find something in yourself that lights a fire under you to want this bad enough. So just some other things that you have to do when you find your motivation, or in order to find your motivation, you have to be willing to take responsibility for everything in your life. You have to be willing to drop your excuses. You have to be willing to stop saying, it's my husband's fault, it's my in-laws' fault, it's my kids' fault, it's my work's fault, it's my job's fault, it's my health's fault, it's my food's fault, it's the weather's fault, it's my coffee's fault. You get what I'm saying? Like, you have to be willing to say, it's not anybody's fault but my own. And it's nobody else's responsibility but my own, okay? And that's kind of a tough pill to swallow if you've never heard it before, but it's true. Nobody's going to swoop in and give you the magic answer. Nobody's going to swoop in and do it for you. Nobody's going to swoop in and be like, oh, is this the life you want? Let me give it to you. It's not going to happen. You have to take responsibility for what it is that you want, and that has to be your driving force. Okay, that's your motivation. The life that you want, the life that you're tired of thinking about and wishing was yours, the life that you're tired of living in right now that you want out of, okay? You have to take responsibility for it and be like, I'm done. Goodbye. Peace out. This is on me. I'm going to go do what I want. And I will tell you that the worst times in my life were not because of the circumstances, but because I chose to be a victim to those circumstances. Okay. It wasn't the events. It wasn't job losses. It wasn't breakups. It wasn't feeling like my marriage was falling apart. Those circumstances sucked. But what sucked more was my mentality about it. The mentality that there's nothing I can do. It's not my fault. If he would only do this, if the company would only do that, that was really disempowering. Okay. Those were the reasons that my life was so hard, was because I was choosing to disempower myself by not taking responsibility. Some of the best times in my life have been in some of the worst situations. Okay. Things like moving across the country without any money and without any things and without any clothes and without any toys. Okay. That on paper should have been miserable. I had no car. I had to ride my bike to the grocery store during the day while James worked, because we had one car. Okay. That should have been really miserable, but my mindset made it amazing. I was like, this is awesome. I'm going to own this time of our life and have the best time ever. Or I could have been like, everything sucks. We have one car. I have to ride my bike in 100 degrees and 100% humidity to get my kids groceries and pack a cooler of ice just to make sure that the milk doesn't go bad on the way home. I mean, I had to take responsibility for everything. I had to drop every single excuse. I had to drop every single, it's not my fault, woe is me, victim mentality, and just make it work. And be happy about it, okay? And I guess that's my last point is that, or my last point for this part, and then we're going to talk about giving yourself some grace, is that you have to do it for you. You have to do it for you. You have to get to that point, and I've said this before, almost to where you're desperate, desperate for a change, desperate to get out of the situation that you're in, desperate to stop feeling the way that you're feeling. And there is no therapist who's going to do it for you. There's no therapist who's going to give you the right answer. Yes, they can help you get pointed in the right direction, but they're not going to do it for you. Your friend's not going to do it for you. Your mom's not going to do it for you. Your dad's not going to do it for you. Okay. And maybe they give you a push in the right direction. Maybe they are like, oh crap, they're coming over, I got to clean the house. Like, that's your motivation for a day, but that's not your motivation to make this a lifestyle change, something that's going to last for you and something that's going to feel really freaking good. So let me know what you guys think in the comments. So I'm going to talk into myself because I want to hear from you, but that is finding your motivation. Okay. There's not anything I can do to make you want to do it for yourself. I can give you the how, I can give you the steps, but I can't make you excited and willing to go do it for yourself. Okay. Okay. So let's see what we have for giving yourself some grace. Okay. So giving yourself some grace, because there are a lot of you in here who have been on this journey for a while. You've been decluttering for a while and you're like, man, some days I'm getting absolutely nothing done. Some days it feels like I've been in a lull for weeks and I can't get out of it. And something's got to give. I feel like I am not getting enough done. Hey, Shaylee. So I'm not going to talk to you guys really about like being okay with not doing things, because I think there's enough out there and there's enough of that happening where I don't need to encourage you to stop doing things. Okay. I want to encourage you to do things, but in those moments where the baby is fussy, where you had a really long day at work and you're just exhausted and you have nothing left in you for the day to go and do the decluttering work that you're wanting to do, or you don't have the energy in you to go do the dishes or to finish that pile of laundry, don't worry about it, okay? Don't obsess over that. That's one tiny part of your day. I'm in a slump right now. This couldn't have come at a better time. Good. But that pile of laundry is one tiny part of your day, okay? You probably spent the rest of the day putting out fires with your kids, playing referee, okay, taking them to sports, going to work and making money so that you can put food on the table and a roof over their head, okay? Don't forget about all of the things that you did do. Remember those things that you did do and know that you are continually on this journey to getting better. And that doesn't mean that everything's going perfectly all the time. It doesn't mean that your house is spotless all the time. It doesn't mean that every single time a load of laundry goes from the washer to the dryer, you put it away within 15 minutes of the dryer stopping, or maybe within 2 days of it stopping, okay? Sometimes that's just life, And that's how it goes. Give yourself some grace because there is so much more that you are doing. I don't want you to get hung up on all of the things that you're not doing. Okay. So like I said, I don't want to be like, it's fine. Don't ever do anything. But you know what? Sometimes we get in a slump, especially somebody like yourself, Lindsay, who just like you went deep into your decluttering. You made your daughter's room beautiful and you did so much work for that. And life is ebbs and flows. Okay. Ebbs and flows and ebbs and flows. There is no possible way that you could sustain that level of doing and active energy and whatever you want to call it forever. You go up and down and up and down and ebbs and flows and ebbs and flows. And it's normal to do a big, massive piece of work like you did like that, Lindsay, a couple weeks ago, especially when we started the course, and then kind of lull. And it's not a slump. Okay. A slump is like this like frumpy thing of like, I'm not doing anything. Like that's not what you're doing. You're coming down off of a high, and that's a normal part of like ups and downs. And that's what I want you guys to remember and give yourself some grace. Like you can't be on the up and go, 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 go faster, 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 faster all the time. You're going to crash and burn. Okay. It's ups and downs, ebbs and flows. So, another way to give yourself some grace, which I think happens a lot in this group sometimes because there are so many different degrees of like people who, like myself, who have been doing this for however many years, five or six years, I don't know, a long time. I've been doing this for a long time. So don't compare you've been in this group for a month or a week or 3 months or 6 months, and I've been doing this for 5 years. Don't compare where you're at right now to where I'm at right now. And or other moms who have also been doing this for years and years and refining it and making it what they want. Don't compare your right now or your step one or your step two to somebody else's step 8 or 9 or 10. That's not fair. Give yourself some grace. Wherever you are is wherever you are, and embrace that and know that you are going to continually trying to be just a little bit better. Even if some days you're like, all right, we're just maintaining, maybe we dip down a little bit, but you know what? Overall, we're on the up and up. I think a bunch of my issue is mental too. Explain, Lindsay. Shaylee says, I feel this today. Yesterday I did that huge clothes purge. Today I'm motivated to do more in the garage, but I'm like, blah. Yeah, yeah, and it's totally normal. I mean, if you think about like when you're working out, I like to do sprint intervals, which means I sprint as fast as I can for like 30 to 45 seconds, go, 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 and then I take a break because there's no way I can sprint 10 miles an hour for 30 minutes. No, I can sprint all out for 30 seconds and then I could take a 30 second break and then I can go back into my next 30 seconds recharged and ready to do it again and excited. So give yourself some grace in that form. And like I said, don't use it as an excuse to not do anything, but just know there's ups and downs and ride those waves. Overwhelmed with what's left added on top of normal life. Yes. And that's normal. So the box lifts. Yeah. Or box lifts. And I think that's key, Lindsay, what you said, normal life. Know that normal life is up and down and up and down. And it's just not realistic all the time to maintain those high bursts of like, man, I got so much done and it feels so good. You can't do that forever. So sometimes it's a matter of paying attention to, would it be better for me right now to keep moving forward and keep doing, or would it be better for me right now to rest? And Melissa Killily actually talked about this in that self-care group. And we talked today and we're actually going to be running that challenge again in maybe like a month. I don't know. I got to talk to her about the details, but she said, sometimes when you're just feeling so overwhelmed and burdened, you really have to pay attention and say, is a nap best for me right now? Or would it be best for me to go take a walk? You know, because sometimes you get energized by moving. Sometimes you get energized by resting. And the same is true just in your general life. Like, is this week a good week for me to go out and meet with friends and be social and interact with a lot of people? Or is this week a better week for me to stay home and kind of turn inward on myself? Or is this week a good week for, you know, whatever. I hope that's making sense. I hope I'm getting the message across. But just know that overall, you're not on the decline. Overall, you are always moving up. You are always getting better. You are always expanding. You are always growing. You are always on the big scheme of things, getting better. So give yourself some grace. And then like we talked about at the beginning, the only way that you're going to fail, the only way you're not going to reach your goal, the only way you're not going to get to your uncluttered home, Savannah, you're going to have to watch the replay. The only way you're going to get there is if you stop. The only way you're not going to get your cluttered home is if you stop decluttering. Okay. And I think we had a good balance in here of like going and going and going and listening to yourself and figuring out when, hey, I need to pull back a little bit and when I need to keep going. But yes, go back and watch it. The only way you're going to fail is if you stop. Okay. And don't be like most people who don't do what it takes to live the life that they want to live. Don't be like most of the people who continue to wallow in why they can't, or it's not why they can't, it's why they won't. Okay. Don't continue to wallow in that. Just do. And Savannah, I think you're going to like what we talked about just a second ago. I'm going to say it again, but paying attention to whether you really need to slow down and like stop doing, or if you need to actually do something. Because I think both can be just as draining. You can get just as exhausted by doing nothing and staying stuck as you can by doing too much. Okay, that's what we were talking about earlier, like ebbs and flows, ups and downs. Doing nothing is extremely exhausting and probably even more exhausting in a lot of ways than doing things, because you're exhausted, but you're not getting anywhere. At least when you're doing things, you're exhausted, but you're making progress. And then I just want to talk on like when you actually can't, okay? Because I don't want to make it seem like, oh, moms can do everything all the time, okay? There are some times where the baby's fussy or the kids have sports or you just can't because mom life is happening. There are those days. On those days when that is actually when you like look inside of yourself and are like, is this a day where I really can't do anything, or is this a day where I'm giving myself a cop out? Brainstorm the ways that you can do something in the future. Okay. Then it kind of just keeps you on track a little bit. It doesn't make you feel like you're not completely doing anything, but like this morning, actually, no, you know what? This last month, I have not been able to get any work done during the day. And like I was telling you guys at the beginning of this, my coach basically told me like, I can't do this for you. You have to do it for yourself. You have to figure out how you're going to do it. You have to find the motivation to want this enough. And I am. And I was getting so frustrated because I was like, my time to work is when the kids are at school and it's just Kaylee and I. And guess what? Kaylee is a really busy baby and I was getting nothing done. So now what am I doing, guys? I got the miracle morning. I'm waking up at 4:30 in the morning and I'm doing 3 hours of work before the whole house wakes up. Okay. Because I have a bigger motivation than myself. Okay. I'm not okay with just telling myself, well, I guess it's not going to happen for you. I guess you're not going to have the life of your dreams, Krista, because you didn't want to wake up earlier. No, I'm not okay with that. So I'm figuring out ways to make it happen, to make the things that I want to have become reality. That's my motivation. My motivation is to not be like everybody else. My motivation is to make the life that I feel like my family deserves. My motivation is to build the life that feels authentically good to myself. Okay, that's my motivation. And that's what I was saying at the beginning. I can't tell you what that is for you. I can't give that to you. I can't tell you how to find that. I can't write a blog about it. I can't make a podcast for you that's going to make you do that work for yourself. You have to do that for yourself. You have to look inside of yourself. You have to figure out what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do and what you actually want and what you don't want. There's no right or wrong answers, but I can't do it for you. Lindsay says, I feel like I should schedule rest days like when you work out. Yeah, Lindsay, and I do. I do. Like Sundays are my day to do whatever the freak I want to do. Sometimes that's take a nap. Some days it's like yesterday where we went and got lost in the mountains. Those are my rest days. And I pay attention to those rest days. Like, do I need a nap today? Am I actually physically tired? Or would I be more energized by getting outside and moving my body? Or like cheat days when you're dieting. Yeah. Hubby checks on me when I get lost in the garage. That's funny. He's like got a megaphone. Shaylee, where you at, girl? Okay. I'm busy and getting rid of things for us. Okay. So that was it. I really liked this. The rest of the week is really centered on things like habits and mindset work. Last week was a lot of technical things like dishes and laundry. I'm really excited for the mindset work this week. I will post up the replay on my podcast, which you should subscribe to. It's on all the channels, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes. I'll put the link in the comments or on my like page if you don't do podcasts. The replays are always on my like page. I did just make a new freebie this morning, Minimalist Toy Guide. Sign up for it. I'm going to put that in the comments as well. Sign up for it. It's brand new. It's amazing. I'm really proud of it. I love it. It's got some great content in there for you to help you master decluttering the toys. Hey, Jean. Jean, I'm about to hang up, but hello and goodbye. Check the comments for all of those things. Podcast, replay, Minimalist Toy Guide. What else is there? And I will put in, Jean says, yes, sign up. I will put in the comments too the sign up link for the decluttering challenge, the Purge-a-thon, starting on November 5th. Lots of good stuff coming because I woke up at 4:30. Okay, bye.